So that girl, the cartoon, is a complete fiction character.
Yeah.
She's in her late teens and trapped in cyberspace.
Yeah.
And she's with other young women in the same state. And then
I keep my personal, my collectively personal. So, I'm mentally.
You're not looking at me.
Tell me what you like.
Yeah. My name is Maggie, and I'm from Barcelona. So it's 1995. However, informing via video teleconferencing facilities available on the internet to anybody with a computer, a telephone line, a modem, and a camera.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm also a cyberfan. And what makes me a cyberfan is my very special tool, or weapon, if you like.
Thank you.
I'll show it to you.
Thank you.
This tool epitomizes the digital gender binary form we so often hear spoken about connected to cyberspace, being both feminine and masculine at the same time. Well, I hope you're all enjoying the show. And if you haven't seen it in the flesh yet, I can assure you, you will do it soon.
Okay. 취해서 좀
I got really annoyed, firstly with the level of discussion there, which I became too personally, attached to or involved in, being a woman, you know, discussing these really basic matters all the time, and then on such strange levels from time to time, like somebody asking questions like, but cyberfeminism cannot prevent rape, can it? Yeah. Well, that really irritates me. I mean, it really takes the level of discussion down.
Action.
Okay. Walk to the edge. Forward.
Lift your wrist gun.
Jump.
Go to the
edge. Run.
Hi. Who are you? Why are you flying?
I am Rajasa. I come from a small village. I am lost.
Maybe. Have you heard about the internet?
No. Yes. Do you think it can help? I don't totally mean.
Sure. The internet gets no evil power. I'm a lot of telepreter at Lionet.
Okay, thank you. Maybe.
Just come from the road of my apartment.
Next night, there's a man in the trailer's apartment.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Yes. So what?
I'm gonna call you.
Wow.
I'm glad you live up for her. I will tell everything wherever you want.
I trust you.
No, John.
We have a mind card. Probably a bad kind of reason. Unbound, unleashed, unforgiving. We see art with our card. We make art with our card.
Sexuality has become a major problem for feminism. Today, to say to young women or to say to not to be asexual, not to use the sexuality which is
good.
It's a very bad strategy. Because in our society, then you become as a woman neutral.
Indian women, white South African women, Japanese transgender women. express mission and visit England. But except perhaps for one mistaken woman from 1960, none of them can be said to represent women. The agenda, the needs, the joy, the impressions of each of those are all very different, unique. While all of them, in some sense, operate on an aspiring theme, the sign itself escapes the frame of representation and the focus of the sign.
It's only when you attempt to find some universal characteristic by which to define the meaning of woman that this familiar memory becomes visible. Whether you choose a physical sign, such as a uterus, vulva, or a muscle mass, fat man, or a non-physical sign, such as psychological makeup or oppression, for every single defining property, whether physical or psychological, there exists a person living under the sign of female.
Yes.
In other words, living in society as a woman who does not possess that property.
Yes.
There is no single factor, nor for that matter, a legal factor, which defines completely the status of woman. Its boundaries are always beyond any possibility of reckoning. The cultural forces which create and uncreate the category of woman are always changing. And for this reason, I find it helpful to examine the motives of persons claiming to speak for women who have taken upon themselves the task of maintaining an absolute definition of the shifting feminine signifier. What I want to know is, what does their need to stabilize such a definition say about them? About their sense and their opinion of themselves? What do you strike them about not having clear epistemic boundaries?
Yes.
And why do they need to exclude in order to feel good about themselves?
Yes, sir.
What anger or hatred turned outward toward an imagined other conceals its proper direction toward oneself? I think what I'm trying to say is, for what room does one attempt to be intense?
La chirurgie comme médium et a détourné la chirurgie esthétique de son objet, l'amélioration, le rajeunissement. Que pense comme moi que le corps est obsolète, il ne fait plus face à la situation. Nous mitons à la vitesse des cafards, mais nous sommes des cafards qui ont leur mémoire dans les ordinateurs, qui pilotent des avions, des voitures que nous avons conçues, bien que notre corps n'est pas conçu pour la vitesse et que tout va de plus en plus vite. Nous les femmes, nous vivons de plus en plus longtemps. Pourtant, nous ne pouvons plus faire d'enfants après 45-50 ans, comme lorsque nous mourions jeunes. Féministe en me prenant en sens avec une pancarte, je suis une homme et un femme.
Identity Lara Croft. I think it's a boring figure. That's all I can say. It's a Teletubby for men.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say?
So what? I don't know very much about her, in fact, but I think that the embracing of the powerful female touches is a quite liberal concept or not, especially for young girls.
Back to the side. Come right. Forward. Right. Come left. Back to the side. Left. Forward.
Okay.
Jump. Action. Come left. Forward. Jump. Running jump. Right.
Running jump.
Forward. Left.
Turn left.
Turn left. Back to the start. Forward.
Action.
Right.
Turn right.
Back to the start.
Left.
Jump.
Jump
back. Okay.
Turn
forward.
Jump.
Forward. Left.
Jump.
Jump.
Back.
Run. Start.
Run.
Jump.
Right.
Action. Walk to the end.
Turn right.
Right.
Forward.
Forward. Jump. Jump.
Right.
Back to the start.
Okay.
Left.
Right.
Okay. Walk to the end.
Forward.
Turn right.
Okay.
Running. Jump. Forward.
Turn right.
Turn left.
Okay.
Running.
Left.
Jump.
Walk to the end.
Turn right. Back to the start.
Fashionable, five-volume clothes, but she wants to wear pink dresses.